I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is Digital Dave.
And we're here in the studio today with Liz Duca. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for coming.
Liz, you are involved with the Pre-Flight Aviation Camp for Girls. What's this all about?
Yes, so I'm the founder of Pre-Flight Aviation Camp, and Pre-Flight is a nonprofit summer camp for girls 11 to 14. We're based in Texas, and we use aviation to transform beliefs about gender roles, to increase girls' self-esteem, and inspire more girls to become pilots.
Would you describe this as like a full immersion experience? I mean, they stay there 24/7?
Exactly. So this is a 5-day overnight camp at Texas State University. So we use the existing infrastructure there to house the girls for cafeteria and classroom use. And then we do hands-on STEM activities throughout the camp. What sets us apart is the way we relate those topics back to broader life lessons. So we have really healthy dialogues with the girls afterwards where we talk about ways that they can use aviation to gain confidence and apply these skills to their personal lives. And then it really all comes together when we give the girls an exclusive opportunity to pilot a simulator, and then we take them flying with one of our female pilots. So seeing is believing, and it really comes together in that moment for them.
She's making me wish I was a girl that was 11 to 14.
Hey, I'd like to try any kind of a simulator at this point.
Yeah.
This is a great program because access for kids at airports these days is getting worse and worse, what with the TSA regulations and all that. So this is a great opportunity for a lot of hands-on stuff. Do you really see the girls come alive when they get involved with this?
Absolutely. We had our first camp in 2016, and some of the girls that attended didn't even know that they could have an interest in aviation or that being a pilot was a possibility. And through the camp and the feedback that we received, 100% of campers strongly agreed. They learned aviation concepts they could apply to their life, that they now believe being a pilot is possible, and they felt more confident because they attended. And so now the girls, I spoke to a parent yesterday, actually, and her daughter originally thought she wanted to be an engineer, and we were encouraging all the girls that attend to just really pursue their passion. And now she's talking about possibly becoming a pilot and what she needs to do that. And so we want to continue that dialogue with her and mentoring her as she begins to think about those career decisions.
What led you to found this camp? I mean, you obviously saw a need somehow, somewhere.
So I am an Air Force veteran. I flew KC-10s and Learjet 35s in the Air Force. And I was always inspired by the women Air Force service pilots. So those first women military pilots in World War II. And so they were the inspiration for the camp. I can remember the confidence I gained when I flew with a female instructor for the first time. And, you know, the inspiration I always received from the other female pilots in my units. So when I separated from the Air Force, I really wanted to use my position as a pilot to inspire girls and to create something with women that I flew with to really get that next generation to fill the pilot void that we see. Because for the next 20 years, Boeing has a study out there, North America alone is going to need over 100,000 pilots. And so just like the women Air Force service pilots came in to fill that void during World War II, I really believe that harnessing the other half of the population, women are going to be the ones that fill this void that we have in the aviation industry for pilots.
Wow. There may become a time when it's men that have a hard time getting into the pilot ranks.
It could be. You never know.
They're going to outdo us.
How big was your first class in 2016?
Well, we were really just testing the model. It was a small group of girls, local girls in the San Antonio area, and we're hoping to really grow. Next summer, we have a camp 26 June to 30 June 2018, and we're looking to grow to 40 campers. And so that's going to be possible with outreach. We're going to go to STEM events, air shows, opportunities like Aero Innovate that we're involved in, Business Accelerator, to pitch to potential sponsors and partners in the aviation industry and really get people behind this movement of inspiring that next generation.
You say you also do STEM activities. Are you talking purely engineering or all the stuff like flight planning, weight balance,
right, exactly,
that kind of stuff?
So we do STEM activities hands-on to engage the girls and teach them about aerodynamics, flight controls, weight and balance, navigation, communication. But again, relating that back to broader life lessons. So when we have the lesson on aerodynamics and we're teaching about the four forces of flight, later in the day, we have a dialogue together with the girls about what are some of the forces that act on your life? What lifts you up, what drags you down. And we give our personal testimonies so that the girls can relate to that and see how it is applied to their own life. When we talk about navigation, you know, you have a goal, you have a flight plan, but sometimes there's weather that gets in the way and you have to divert around that. But you always have the destination in mind. And so how do you work through those things to arrive to your ultimate goal?
It's more than just flight and aviation. It's character building.
Exactly. And we do have teamwork workshops, low ropes, challenge courses. So it gives the girls an opportunity to lead each other and come up with solutions to problems that they're presented. So it's an all-inclusive. There's a camp industry is an $18 billion industry, and child development is so important. So there's a lot of amazing camps out there that are aviation camps or all-girl camps or STEM camps. And what Pre-Flight Aviation Camp offers is kind of all of that rolled into one. It's a one-stop shop, complete package for a parent to send their daughter to.
And teach them how to think, because critical thinking skills are in short supply. You know, analyze the situation, decide what to do kind of thing.
Sure, and it's fun. You know, we want to show the girls that aviation is fun. I didn't grow up imagining I would be a pilot. It took one encounter with my friend Summer. She was a pilot. I met her in college, and that changed my whole direction in life. And pre-flight is that moment for the girls that attend. You know, just like a pilot has to pre-flight their airplane before they can take off, pre-flight aviation camp is that moment for a girl. It's their pre-flight into aviation.
Now, where are you guys on the field?
So we are located in the Innovation Center at booth IC5. We're with all the other companies in the Business Accelerator with Aero Innovate. We've had this great opportunity to be a part of this Business Accelerator. And so you can find us there. We're next to TELUS and Take Flight Interactive and Drone Terminus.
What do you see pre-flight becoming in the future? Do you see it growing into multiple locations?
I would love to see that. Our model right now is in Texas. We just have one camp per summer. Our goal is by 2020 to get to three camp sessions and then eventually take that model and expand to other locations throughout the United States, universities that either have existing aviation programs or that have access to a flight school, because using that university model for the infrastructure is key. And then, of course, taking the girls flying is a big part of that. And we'd love to get girls that are in college aviation programs to come down and be counselors, because they're closer in age to the campers. And it's all about this pipeline approach of what are the steps that someone needs to take to become a pilot. And there's lots of avenues. Most of the instructors that are at pre-flight are former Air Force pilots, but that's just one way. And I think the more exposure they can get, the easier it's going to be for them to make those decisions as they think about their future career options.
I imagine during the first few days you have orientation for the girls and introductions. What's the typical reaction when they find out that you are an Air Force pilot?
Well, we have it on their website, so I think they know coming in, but it's all about showing them that there isn't a certain way to look or certain interests to have. Anyone can do this. You know, I was a cheerleader in high school and a gymnast growing up, and it wasn't until college that I began to think about this as a career. And so we're really transforming their beliefs about gender roles, and that's a big part of that mission. We want them to look at aviation and being a pilot as an option. It isn't a girl thing. It isn't a boy thing. It's something that they can do. And so through our testimonies and our examples that we give to the girls, they can relate to us, and they see themselves in us. And that's what we hope to achieve.
What are you looking for when it comes to having a guest speaker come in and talk about a subject?
Well, we had some really amazing women come the first year and talk, real pioneers in, you know, aviation. The first Latin American female American Airlines pilot, who's a member of Women in Aviation with me in San Antonio. And so we are hoping to get more groundbreaking women to come in, speak to the girls, tell them their story. We're hoping for the young girl that's flying around the world with Dreams Soar. I heard her speak at Women in Aviation, and I would love for her to come and speak to the girls. The more exposure that they can have, the better.
The belief rises.
And we also teach them about the Women Air Force Service Pilots, because, you know, they're a big inspiration behind the camp, and teaching them about sisterhood. You know, here, there's so many negative portrayals of women in media, and what the stereotypes associated with groups of women coming together. But the experience that I have and the experience that the women who are counselors have is that as a minority in the military, as far as our profession goes, it was so important for us to stick together and to uplift each other and empower each other. And that's what we try and teach the girls. When we teach about communication and phonetic alphabet and the aviation side of it, we go through a activity where the emphasis is to discourage girls from participating in gossip and, you know, discourage them from saying hurtful things to each other and how you can say one thing and it can completely be miscommunicated. And so it's about empowerment, not just individual empowerment, but really uplifting each other as a core in that sisterhood.
Okay.
It's a character building experience, especially when you're talking about girls gossiping and stuff. They love to do that.
Sure. And it's, you know, it's a part of growing up, and, you know, not that it's going to be eliminated, but it's to get them to think about things differently and to see that there's strength in numbers, and you really can gain so much from, you know, working together.
I want to thank you for joining us. It's very interesting. We have to go over and check out the booth.
Yeah, please come by and definitely go to the website, preflightcamp.com. We're accepting donations. We're hoping to get enough funds together to sponsor half the girls to attend next year on a scholarship. So through your support, if everyone here donated $1, then we would definitely have the possibility to do so many things.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. And you've been listening to Liz Duca here on EAA Radio.
Thank you.